Very often the most important cost of corruption is that countries do not import the very best foreign technologies available. Parenti and Prescott wrote an important study of this problem called Monopoly Rights, a Barrier to Riches. In their argument, the reason that foreign technologies are kept out is that those technologies would threaten the special privileges of domestic monopolies, and those domestic monopolies often have a great deal of political influence. The American company of Walmart has a saying, and that saying is, always lower prices. Walmart can charge lower prices because it's an especially productive firm. Some of this productivity comes from new and innovative technologies, such as using computers to track inventory and to make ordering and shopping as cheap and convenient as possible. Yet, Walmart is not welcome in every country. For instance, in India in 2012, there's an extremely emotional debate going on as to what extent Walmart should be allowed to set up retailing outlets in India and compete against Indian merchants. Not having Walmart retailing in India does keep some Indian merchants in business, but it means for Indian customers higher prices and lower real wages. What are some of the mechanisms that keep new and good technologies out of foreign markets? Well, first, larger or foreign firms often face more regulation. They face more regulation because they're foreign firms, or simply also because they're larger. Larger firms are easier to regulate because they're more visible, and labor and environmental regulations typically are applied to them more strictly. Smaller firms are more likely to slip under the radar. Another problem is that import licenses for new technologies may be difficult to obtain, or they may involve costs of corruption trying to get that import license. A third issue is that sometimes government owns a sector or part of a sector outright. A government-owned firm may be reluctant to implement the best foreign technologies, if only because those technologies may put some domestic workers out of a job, even if it's good overall for the economy and for consumers. It still might be politically unpopular. A fourth issue, especially in China, is that foreign firms do not always find their intellectual property rights are protected. This can include trade secrets and also patents. So a multinational knows that if it takes its knowledge to China, there's a pretty good chance that the Chinese will take or somehow use that knowledge, maybe in a way that's not entirely legal or possibly even involving espionage. Of course, this makes the companies more reluctant to bring their new and best technologies to China. Finally, there's an uneven enforcement of contracts and regulations by the legal system. Domestic courts very often favor domestic firms, again for reasons of political influence. This problem is considered to be especially severe in the nation of Brazil. You put all these restrictions and discouragements together, and it really is a big deal. Parenti and Prescott have estimated, based on simulations, that output in a lot of developing nations could be as much as 3 times higher if only it were easier to bring the best technologies into those countries. Keep in mind that in a lot of basic theories of economic growth, including the Solow model, which we cover in other videos, that restrictions on technology are especially harmful to economic growth. It's restrictions on technology that prevent a nation from playing catch-up, and of all the problems associated with monopoly, privilege, and corruption, this one probably is the most serious. That all said, it remains to be seen how much of these gains a developing economy can capture just by letting in more foreign investment. The developing economy might also need, for instance, better infrastructure and more investment in human capital. In this sense, the Parenti and Prescott recipe for tripling per capita income isn't really something which lies within the control of any developing nation government at any point in time. Still, it's widely acknowledged that restrictions on technology transfer due to domestic monopoly rights is a problem which is very real and highly significant. In addition to Parenti and Prescott, if you'd like to read a more specific piece on foreign direct investment and how it affects domestic markets and productivity, we can recommend this article available online.